So hi, Willing to Go Nice Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
And we're here with
Andrew, and I'm in Have Mercy.
And we're asking some questions today about the upcoming album Numb. So congrats on that, by the way. How do you feel about the response to the announcement so far?
It's been pretty good. It's weird because I normally don't look up like reviews or anything about us. Like I'm kind of the one that's like I stay away from comments. Like that's how I've been in a positive mental space for the past couple of years. But I did go onto Reddit and like look up like some stuff, and I saw that a lot of people were like really excited and saying that it sounded like our first album. And it kind of is, because we went back to like we did the drums in the studio that we recorded our first album in, just kind of like, you know, wrote music that we wanted to play in here and stuff like that. So
that's fucking really cool. Awesome. Well, the album fucking rips.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
It's so funny to be here chatting about a full length, because I feel like when we chatted about the EP, you guys really didn't have much of an idea of what was going to happen next, and you were very vocal about that. It was just kind of like, we're just going to kind of see how it goes, and like that the EP just kind of happened, and there was like, you guys might have even said like no plans for a full length in the future, and we're a year and a half later and we're here chatting about a full length.
Yeah. I mean it just kind of was one of those things where we did the EP just to kind of, you know, see if we could do it, like see if we could record something ourselves, and, you know, and just kind of had some ideas, kind of dipping our toes back in the water, see if people even liked us anymore or cared about us. And then with this full length, we were just like, F it. Like, let's just start recording some songs, and or really just let's just start jamming. And we did all of that. And then after that, it was just kind of like, holy crap, we have 10 songs. And it just all kind of happened. It was just like a happy accident, kind of like at the beginning of our career. It was a lot of happy accidents that got us into like places, and this one was kind of like a happy accident as well.
It's fucking awesome. So when did the process kind of start and end?
It started around, I want to say, right around probably a couple of months, 1 or 2 months after we released the EP. We were just kind of, you know, jamming, just kind of getting back in the groove, that type of thing. And then we were kind of done, quote unquote, done with it probably at the beginning of the summer, maybe spring. Gotcha. And then we kind of, with this route, kind of just did everything ourselves and then brought it to Rude Records and was like, kind of like, hey, we have this thing. Do you want to do something with it? You're doing something with our first album. You know, it'd be kind of cool to have, like, you know, the latest and the greatest, you know?
Yeah.
And they very idiotically said yes. I'm just kidding. No, I love those guys. They're so easy to work with. Like, they're so awesome.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Awesome. So is there any meaning behind the album title or cover art?
The cover art was just kind of our buddy Dan, who's just like our childhood friend. And that was kind of like what we wanted to do with this album, is just kind of like keep it, you know, in the family. And he just kind of, we were like, hey, you want to come to the studio and like, you know, paint us like recording and stuff? And he said, yeah. And then he just couldn't ever get his tablet to work or stuff, or, you know, stuff would happen. So he just kind of listened to the album when we were done like mixing it and recording it, and then he started working on the art. And then kind of around the time that right before we were sending it off to get mastered, we got the artwork and we were like, holy crap, this is awesome. And then I guess Numb is kind of like because the album is kind of like a through line, almost like I wouldn't say it's like a concept album, but kind of like falling out of love and in love with like your friends and family, and then kind of, you know, falling back in love again. That's, you know, it's kind of like the end of a bad relationship and then kind of reconnecting and getting back into like a new relationship. And that numbness that you kind of feel in the beginning, where like, you know, you're kind of out with your friends, you know, drinking and stuff like that, and you just don't feel anything. And that's kind of what it relates to, you know.
Makes sense. So can you tell us a little bit about your writing process for the record?
Yeah, it was literally just we recorded it all in Brian's basement, except for the drums, which we did at Magpie Cage with Matt Redbo or Redenbo. I always get his last name wrong. We would just kind of be like, hey, I'm free this day, this day, this day, this day. And me, Brian, and Nick would get together and kind of jam and just kind of come up with riffs, kind of bank a bunch of stuff, and just really just took like a lot of bands, even us. I remember we said this when we recorded the EP, we're like, we took our time. Like, no, we took our time. Like, I would be like, I am free Thursdays from 4 to 7. Like, that's it. Like, and we really just wanted to write what we wanted. Like, we didn't care if this song sounded like this song, or you know, and stuff like that. We were just kind of writing. I'm sorry, I'm trying not to cuss, but I've
Go
already heard you
ahead,
guys cuss a
fly.
couple of
You're
times. So,
fly.
yeah, I was just like, we just wrote shit that we wanted to fucking play, you know, like we just fucking, like we just wrote shit we wanted to listen to and fucking play and just be like, you know, this fucking, like, I remember we were recording Alive. Like the lead guitar part that I was playing, I was like, I had the biggest grin on my face. And I was just like, this shit is just so fucking fun to play. Like, you know, like just getting back to fucking basics, like fucking just, you know, being like, oh, how cool would it be if you did this? What if we did something like on this song? And, you know, and kind of coming at it from all different angles. 'Cause I know Nick was getting into like a lot of like country and pop and stuff like that. Brian listens to a lot of pop and like, and I listen to like a lot of like older like yacht rock and 80s rock, if you can't tell by my mustache. So I was just like, and so it was just so cool having like these different get like these different, like it was like a good little pot of mixed goods and of all the best candies on Halloween, and we put them out. And then I remember one time I was driving to Brian's and I was listening to Disco Inferno, and there's this really cool like guitar part kind of layered in the background, and I was like, man, how fucking cool would it be to like do something like that? And I'm sorry, I'm so bad with song names, but there's like one of those songs on it where it's just like very mildly inspired by that. So it's like really cool to like hear the stuff like just kind of sprinkled in there into like, you know, just like a very sad emotional punk record.
Yeah, absolutely. It's awesome to hear that you guys are taking, you know, the new music at your own pace, but it's also hilarious to me that we're talking about taking it at your own pace when the EP was only a year and a half ago, and you know,
Exactly, yeah.
like that your own pace is still
We're already talking about like what we're gonna do next. We already got an idea for like another EP, and we're like,
Oh.
oh man, how fucking cool would that be?
One thing
Like,
that keeps replaying in my mind once this interview got going is that in the last interview, you guys talked about how like live shows were basically going to be zero, only mainly festival opportunities, and
yeah.
you guys just got home a couple days ago from a tour.
Yeah. I mean, times change, man. You know, like, you know, sometimes you're just like, man, I don't want to lug an amplifier. Oh, look, Line 6 Helix is only $500 and it sounds awesome. And then we got rid of those. And then because we're Fender artists, they came out with like these new things called like a Tonemaster Pro, which is like a bigger pedal, essentially. So like me and Brian are literally loading in and have like a gig bag that holds two guitars and a case that has like everything else in it.
Perfect.
And I mean, that made touring a lot easier
Yeah.
than lugging a 95-pound amp up seven flights of stairs. Like,
Absolutely. Yeah, it makes you want to
yeah.
play shows again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I
Yeah.
was like, man, I just spent, you know, $1,000 on all this stuff. I should probably use it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So, what song off this album took the longest to write, and which one is your personal favorite?
Oh gosh. I would probably say Middle took the longest to write because it was like, or no, it's Hey. Hey, or Middle, probably both of those, because we kind of would like write a song or, a little bit of a song, sit on it for a bit, come back, write another one, and then go back to that first one. And kind of just, it's kind of like almost when you're taking a test, how you kind of answer a couple of questions, go back, double check your answers, and then continue kind of like 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, but in a good way. So I would say we finished Hey and Middle, and we were just kind of listening to them. We're like, man, those leads kind of fucking suck. And then we would go back and write them again and sit on it and be like, I don't know about that. And then kind of do that. And then my favorite is the I like let me pull up the album actually right here. Sorry, guys.
No shame in that.
So I can actually tell you a song title. I would say it's the second to last song, or maybe it is the last song. Yes, Hit the Ground is my favorite. Because it's just kind of this constant, like driving kind of song. And it has my favorite guitar solo I've ever written it. But it's the other guy's least favorite song. So we're probably never going to play it live.
God damn
Unless the
it.
10 year comes.
No.
Unless the 10 year comes.
Yeah, true. True. Got 10 years to go, but yeah, it's coming. So how'd the track list for the album come about? Did you guys write the opener be the opener? Closer be the closer? Did you shuffle around and see what fits? What was that process like?
Honestly, it was like we just wrote these songs, kind of sat on them, and I am not that kind of I if I am so out of the loop that I would just be like, oh, we should do this song, this song, this song, that song, and then it would be the worst layout. So Nick and Brian and all kind of came up with a track listing and then realized it was kind of the same with like one or two songs kind of mismatched. So we just kind of put those together and then that was that. But I think there was one or two songs that we were like, oh man, this would be a cool opener. Like we recorded a live and we were like, this is a great album opener. And then we recorded Numb and we were like, oh, this would be like a cool like mid like that like kind of like the Living Dead of that album. And then that ended up not happening because Brian wrote this song super last minute, right before we were sending it off to be mastered. And we all kind of got together really quick and worked on it. And that was that song.
God damn. So that's how
Yeah.
down to the wire the record was before mastering, like seconds
Oh,
away.
because, yeah, because our buddy Matt at Mobtown mastered it. And it was literally like the, it was literally just, hey, we're going to send this over. Oh wait, we got whoa, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, we
Pump the
got one
brakes,
more.
pump the brakes.
Like,
Yeah.
yeah, exactly. It's like stop the presses, but not really. It's just, hey, we have this other one.
It's like you can go work on something else. This won't be in your inbox.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So would you be able to tell us where your headspace is at while you're creating this record?
I would honestly say this was like the most positive headspace we'd ever been in,
Love
like
it. Woohoo!
recording an album. Brian, has been sober for I think a little over 3 years now. I just hit 2 years of no
Congrats.
drinking or hard
Congrats.
drugs. I don't think marijuana is considered a drug. That's just kind of my way of hanging, chilling out.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I still love caffeine. I'm a coffee fiend. Don't ask me. I just like any coffee is good coffee to me. So I think just that kind of, headspace just, and then if we didn't like something, instead of us just being like, ugh, kind of like sitting there and brooding and stuff, it's just like, hey man, can we talk about this real quick? And everything was just super civil. I can't think of a single argument we had. Like we were all just like, it was literally just like being back in like my mom's basement, like like 12 years ago, except we were in Brian's basement and he had a lot better recording stuff than I did back then.
Yeah. And I think that positive headspace kind of shows through in the record. Like, obviously, it is still a sad trip. But that like feeling of everybody is feeling okay comes through in the record.
I really feel you could feel the energy behind
It's the
it. Like
energy,
with
yeah.
the like I don't like to crap on our own stuff, you know, because I want every I 100 percent back everything that I've ever recorded and put out, you know. But like I think the EP was just kind of like, let's see if we can do this. You know, like, you know, oh, I got some things, you know, let's get the band. We were excited, but we weren't really like enthusiastic about it, you know, and that, I feel like that's two different things, you know. You can be excited about going on a date and not really show about it, but you can be excited and enthusiastic, and that's like a completely different feeling, you know. And I feel like that's how we were with this album, is you can really feel that enthusiasm behind it. And you know, because like, yeah, we were excited to record it, but you know, once we started recording it, we were like, yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, you know, just like
Yeah.
let's fucking go, you know, like
Yeah.
that type of shit. Yeah, you know, like, yeah,
Right, let's fucking go.
you know, and people have been yelling that a lot at our shows, and we're just like, all right, you know, let's fucking go, indeed, you know,
Yeah. Love
absolutely.
it. Love it. That's the 2023 mantra
Yeah,
for
if
Have
that's the
Mercy.
YOLO for this generation.
Yeah. True. True.
Absolutely.
So how do you recommend your fans to listen to this album for the first time? Should do in the car with friends in the dark with headphones on? Is it a workout album, party album? What do you personally recommend?
So I heard we just played our hometown show this past Sunday, and there was a gentleman, I believe his name was Joe. Came up to us after we were done playing. We're just kind of hanging out in the crowd doing our thing, you know. And he said, hey man, I just ran a 10 miler in Philadelphia earlier today, and I listened to a live the whole time. And I said, oh God, why would you do that? And he said, no, it's just like your guy's music is my lifeblood. And that song just kept, you know, just going and going and going. And I remember trying to relearn it for tour. And it was like, it was one of those songs that normally I kind of cringe listening to my own songs. Like, yeah, I back it and support it, but I don't like, you know, listening to my own stuff. And going back to this album, I was like, man, that song fucking rules. This song fucking rules, you know, that song fucking rules. And but I feel like if it is a great workout album, it's great, you know, get fucking amped, you know, in the morning. But I feel like the best way to do it would be like get together with like one of your oldest friends, you know, one of your sibling, you know, a parent, your partner, you know, even like a large, have a nice little dinner party, and then everybody put it on and pop open the NAs or, you know, beers, you know, just, you know, it's just a nice little like album to put on during a party or get together with like some of your closest friends and just kind of like, you know, let us all, you know, be together, you know.
Hell yeah, I love that.
So this one should be super, super quick off top of your head. I want you to describe this album for new listeners in three words, no more, no less.
I'm gonna say really fucking good.
Hell yeah, that's great.
I was trying to think of a way to say, like, because in when people asked us like what it sounded like, I was like, a lot of like people that we like our friends and family that obviously listened to it said it was almost like reminded them of something that didn't exist, you know what I'm saying? Like it was just like this, like it just gave them this like really nostalgic vibe. And I was like, you know, like a WB or CW show or something like that, like, you know, like something that would play on Dawson's Creek, like that type of thing. So I would say let's go with Dawson's Creek vibes.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll
Hell
take
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And in that same train of thought, is there a certain feeling or emotion you want listeners to have while going through the album?
Just be open. Just be open-minded, you know, just let it all, like Emperor Palpatine says, let it flow through you, you know, like a nice little Star Wars reference there. instead of let the hate flow through you, let the love flow through you, because it is really just like a love letter to our like your our friends and like and our fans, like just being like, hey, you've all seen us at our fucking worst, and now we want you to see us like at our best, you know, like you've there's we're kind of just over all the bullshit, you know, just there's no drama, there's no real like anything, you know, like it's just we all kind of finally grew up, and we're glad that our fans are kind of growing up with us. It was really cool seeing fans that were like, I started listening to you when I was like 13 and I just graduated college. And I'm just like, man, that's cool. And then like seeing like friends that I haven't seen since like Warped Tour, like at shows and stuff like that, and just seeing how much everybody's grown in different ways. And that's kind of like what this album kind of talks about, you know, it's kind of just going through a rough patch in your life and reconnecting with those people that you kind of lost, you know?
Hell yeah. Love that.
Absolutely. Yeah. But so are you able to touch on any particularly challenging or standout moments from the creation of this record, positive or negative?
Try to fucking play everything correctly. I
Yeah,
mean,
I'll do
honestly, like,
it.
it's just being like, man, I wrote this really cool riff. Let me see if I can remember it. Like, that's because honestly, it was so easy. Like, it was just like chilling in Brian's basement, drinking Frescas, like playing guitar, being like, oh man, I got this cool new pedal. Let's try it out, you know? Oh, dude, I got my favorite childhood guitar fixed. Like, let's record with it, you know? That type of thing. And so like really the most challenging part was just kind of making cuts, like cutting stuff. And then and just like, you know, and just like try to just be like, man, I wish I could do this, but I can't, you know, like that type of thing, you know, like just the most challenging part honestly was just like, what do we keep, you know? Like there was really no negative part on the album technically. I mean, like there's a part of it where I'm sitting there, there's I think it's called the middle, that song. There's like claps and shakers and tambourines, and we recorded all of that. I recorded most of that. Nick and I did the claps. Brian did some claps and stuff like that. But I'm just sitting there with like a tambourine and a shaker, and I think the most challenging part was playing a shaker for 4 minutes straight.
God
Like,
damn, that.
just feel like,
oh my God, I would fall off the
Yeah.
beat so quickly.
It's like, you know, but I'm just so used to going to the club when I was like in college, and I'm just like not that much different than beating up the beat, you know?
There's
Like,
definitely. And for the last couple of questions, going to shift completely away from music. So, if you could be one animal for the rest of your life, what animal would you be and why?
I would be my cat because she is treated like the absolute queen that she is. My 14-year-old baby Summy, my little black tuxedo kitty cat right here, always, whenever I come back from tour, she does not leave my side. She screams the whole time. Like if we're letting her sister out, what we, my girlfriend and I call it yard time. They don't like each other, so we have to kind of keep them separated. And it when it's not her yard time, when she's just locked in here in my office, she's just screaming the entire time. So, and that's it, yeah. But she's just so easygoing. I feel like I'd be easygoing as well, you know.
Hell yeah. All right.
Hell yeah. So, if you could have lunch with any celebrity or artist, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Johnny Marr from he's a guitar player for the Smiths. And just to be like, hey, I got lunch with Johnny Marr once. No, honestly, because he's lately I've been going back and like listening to a lot of bands I listened to like growing up when I first started playing guitar, and I feel like a lot of his stuff really sticks out, and I just like to sit down and like pick his brain over, you know, a nice little like chicken Caesar wrap with like some roasted vegetables on the side, you know.
Yeah, hell
Yeah.
yeah. And for this last question, boom, you're on a desert island. You can bring one movie, one album, and one person. Who and what are you bringing?
I'm bringing Die Hard, because it's great.
Classic.
It's my favorite movie. It's not my favorite Christmas movie. It's my favorite movie. Of one album, I'd probably bring The Smiths' Greatest Hits Part 2. That Because I feel like greatest hits is a cop out, but you get the greatest hits.
True.
And I could just sing along to those songs all the time, or I would swap that out with Glen Campbell's greatest hits. He's another one of my favorite songwriters. And then what was the third one?
Person.
Person. Does it have to be a specific person?
We typically go specific, yeah.
Okay, because I was just gonna say
Yeah.
a Navy SEAL. Like to give me
Right.
that.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. How
Okay.
else do you think that? That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like a Navy SEAL. No, I'd probably bring my girlfriend. We would get angry at each other, but we get through a lot of problems together without yelling at each other. Her or my brother. He's a pretty handy guy. So he just make him take a broken car and make it run in 2 minutes.
Need that kind of person with you. Hell yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
So as I said, that's all the questions you have to say. Is there anything that you would like to plug?
Yeah, just check out our album, Numb. It's coming out this winter on Rude Records. Got pre-sales available. We got a new music video called Alive that you can check out. That's very fun. We do have a new music video coming out pretty soon. Can't really tell you which track it is or anything like that, but keep out on the lookout for that. And we do, I know we just talked about how we're not touring and stuff like that, but we do have a really cool announcement for something in the spring. So, yeah,
Future
it's really
event.
cool when you're like, man, I don't hate my best friends anymore.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
fucking awesome. Love that.
Yeah, and then we got, and then like the guy Steve that played drums on it and did the last tours with us. He's like my childhood idol. He's in like all my favorite local bands growing up. So it's like so cool, like playing music with him. You know what? I bring Steve with me on a desert island because
Right.
he's a woodworker and he also plays drums and he's just like so laid back. Like he would
Yeah.
just be like, he had some trash cans in New York with our van. He's just like, oops. Like, just like that was it, like didn't for, I, if I did, I don't know. Like, but he was just like, he was just, yeah. So, but yeah, so we got, so check out Dumb coming out in the winter. Something's coming up, tour announcement coming, maybe. And then new music video dropping soon. And that's about it.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, thank you for sound. It's been Andrew from Have Mercy, and we have been the Good Noise Podcast.